The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across the globe, and welcome. This is the hottest sports variety program in the country, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. So much going on in the sports world, Mike. Let me tell you, man, we know the World Series. It's all set up. It's Houston and the Dodgers. NBA action. It is unbelievable. It's up and running. Obviously, the NFL in full throttle and NHL as well. Mike, good morning, my man. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Dorf. Everything's good. I got the World Series I wanted. I didn't want the Yankees in there. I'm a Yankee hater.
Well, you know what? Interestingly enough, look, numbers don't always tell the story because the Yankees did outscore them something like 30-17. They outhit them 45-40. But as we all know, man, baseball is a weird, interesting game, and sometimes it doesn't always make sense. But with that being said, I do think we have the two best teams, Mike, in all of baseball, the most consistent teams all year long. And you know what? This is what I want to see. I know we've got a get out to a break real quick, but thoughts and opinions, they're going to be encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A lot to get into, people, so let's get after it. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
PK Hernandez. Bases full of Dodgers with one away. That's a drive in the right center field. Hernandez sends one deep, and that ball is gone! It's a grand slam! Kike Hernandez! Line shot, and it is caught, and the ball game is over, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the pennant. The Dodgers are headed to the World Series for the first time in 29 years.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. Get at him at Pacific Takes. You can always check him out there, obviously. Writes for Pacific Takes. Get at him at Pigskin Opinion on Twitter, get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, and then check out the website is DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. I got a lot of people throwing out things on the Facebook Live. You can always call us, discuss what's going on in your world of sports, because truth be told, whatever's on your mind is on our minds. Anyways, Mike, let's get back into the Dodgers and the Astros. As we know, the Astros win Game 7 against the Yankees. They blank them 4-0. And truth be told, that was a little disappointing, to be honest with you, Mike. I mean, I wanted to see a contested, heavily contested baseball game for a Game 7. And unfortunately, we didn't really get that, man.
No, we didn't. But, you know, a lot of times when you watch these Game 7s, whether it's baseball or hockey or, you know, the NBA, a lot of times they don't live up to the hype. There's been very few times that I remember that, that Game 7s actually live up to what we want them to be. But, you know, it is what it is. And now we got, I think we have a great matchup in the World Series. What say you?
Oh, I agree 100%, man. I mean, this is two really good pitching teams. Two really good hitting teams. Some of the most exciting players in all of baseball are on these two teams. So, you know, I think Altuve, I think you can throw all those guys that the Dodgers have at you in that hitting lineup. And then obviously, you know, they got Clayton Kershaw. So we've got star power 100%, man. So I'm not upset with this World Series at all. I do think it would have been kind of cool to see Yankees and Dodgers. Obviously, first time that would happen since 1981. But you know what? Only the second time that the Astros have gotten themselves to the World Series. So you got to be proud for them. You got to be happy for them. And you know what? I think we have, like you, dude, I think we have a very, very good matchup. It's going to be a lot about who's pitching better. It's going to be a lot about who gets that timely hitting and who maybe makes an error here or there. But I think this is a really good series. I think it goes 6 or 7. I really do, Mike. What about you?
No, I see this going 6 or 7 as well. I mean, you got talent all over the field on both teams. You got Kershaw, you got Verlander, you got Altuve. I mean, then you just got that Dodger lineup that, you know, I mean, we've seen it up close here in Arizona where it just tears apart the opposing team. So yeah, I think we're set up for a great run. And, you know, and the other little story that goes along with this is, you know, if Houston wins this, just imagine what it means to the city after being, you know, knocked sideways by the hurricane. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
That's an excellent point too. I mean, honestly, you know, if you're going to get behind somebody here, get behind the Houston Astros, in all honesty. And I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form to be disrespectful to the Dodgers, but I think you just nailed it, bro. Think of all the adversity that Houston has had to go through in general. You know, you look at that town and that city and all those people that are homeless and still looking for food and still looking for all those things to get by on a daily basis. So I'm with you 100%, brother. Get behind the Houston Astros. Hope that those guys can pull it off. But realize it's going to be a daunting task and a really difficult task to do it against these Dodgers who, in my mind, I mean, they are the favorite. They're the favorite in Vegas as well. But with that being said, like you just said, you made a great point, man. You know, sometimes game sevens don't live up to what we expect them to live up to. And you know what? Sometimes favorites don't live up to what we expect them to live up to. So don't expect Houston to kind of go walking away and think that they can't win this thing. I think Houston is coming in with a lot of momentum. You know, they were down 3-2, as we all know. They get the last two games in Houston and get that job done. So they're advancing to the World Series. And with that being said, man, the Dodgers have only lost one game so far in the postseason, Mike. So this team, people say they're not playing that great, this and that and the other, but ultimately they get the job done, man. And they've only lost one game thus far in the postseason. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, as we would say in football, like the tape doesn't lie, right?
Yeah.
Well, stats don't lie. You've lost one game in the playoffs. You really haven't been challenged. The Cubs weren't going to win that series. You know, as big as a Cubs fan as I am, you know, the pitching wasn't there for them. The hitting hasn't been there all year for them. The Dodgers got everything going. They got the best pitcher, arguably the best pitcher in baseball with Kershaw, and just a deadly lineup from, you know, 1 through 8. And, you know, I mean, you have to see that the Dodgers are the favorites, but Houston's not coming, like you said, Houston's not going to come into this like, oh, we're just happy to be here kind of thing. They're in it to win it. You get to the dance, let's see what you got, and, you know, may the best team win.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be an excellent series. Hey, and just in the last couple of moments, well, let's talk a little bit, let's shift gears. And, you know, you mentioned the Cubs. What are some of the things you think the Cubs need to do to get themselves back in the mix? Because obviously somewhat of a downer year. I know they made the postseason and everything and they got through the wild card, but they didn't have the hitting, like you said. They didn't have the pitching. What are some of the things the Cubs need to do to get themselves right back in the World Series mix, Mike?
Well, the first thing that's fallen is they got rid of their pitching coach. They're not going to pick up Chris Bosio's option for next year. So he's the first one. And when you had, you know, in their World Series season, when you had the pitching that they had, and then you just kind of fall off the rails like they did. I mean, you got to make a move. I mean, you have to, if you're the Cubs, you have to make sure that you stay relevant, and they have a young enough team, and they do have, I mean, let's not think the Cubs are just trash or anything like that. They got young talent all over that lineup, as you well know. So I you know what? I think they're going to make some changes with the pitching staff. You know, I don't know if they make changes at the top of the rotation. I don't think they touch the batting order so much. You know, it's going to be a tricky thing because you got some of these guys that are making big money. So the contracts are going to be kind of, you know, no one's going to want to take on a huge contract with any of these Cub players, but we will see.
So are you thinking that more so the decision making here is about some of the people that are helping with this ball club, not necessarily making moves to get different players in there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's so tough to say because, you know, you don't know what Theo's thinking. You know, Theo Epstein, the GM. So, you know, if he wants to get rid of some of the coaches, you know, he'll do it. If he thinks the fix is going to be with some of the players, then okay. You know, I trust Theo. I mean, I know that Theo has a plan. I know he's always trying to think 2-3 steps ahead of everybody else. And he has, I mean, let's face it, Theo has a pretty good track record.
All right. So with that being said, it may have just been one of those years, right? Where
it could have been
where the pitching wasn't just quite there. like it was the season before, and then everything else kind of fell into suit with that. Is that correct in your humble opinion, maybe?
In my humble opinion, yeah. You know, I think, you know, Dexter Fowler, you know, I mean, I think him leaving hurt the club quite a bit. Jake Arrieta, holy smokes, that guy was nails in the World Series year, and this year it was just like he was hurt, he couldn't get his groove back. John Lackey, you know, Lackey, I always looked at John Lackey as someone that I never knew what I was gonna get with him, because he seemed like he would have a couple of good games and then he'd have a couple of bad games, and it was just too up and down. And Arrieta and Lackey are free agents this year, so we'll see what happens.
All righty, so. So interesting take. And I mean, obviously the Yankees, man, the future looks so bright for them. This was a little bit ahead of their time for what they did. But ultimately, man, we know that they're going to be back, and they're going to be back in full throttle. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, but you can get at us in many ways. For Mike Wilson, it's Pigskin Opinion. If for Dorf on Sports, it is Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online is how you can get me on Twitter. That's how you can get at Mike on Twitter. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. A lot to talk about in the sports world. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
And Schwarber sends one high and deep, way back, and this ball is long gone.
Mercy.
What in the world?
Over the scoreboard on the Sheffield it goes. Schwarber with a booming home run.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Clayton, six innings of three-hit ball. Postseason, you're going to the World Series. How's it feel?
It feels really good. It's a kind of a surreal experience for me right now, and don't have a lot of words other than it's just a special group to be a part of. And we know we got four more wins to get, but right now it feels pretty good just to be going.
You've dreamed about this since being drafted back in 06 in the top 10. Does it mean more that you pitched in this game and pitched as well as you did?
You know, I've been dreaming about this since I was a T-ball, you know, just in the backyard thinking about playing the World Series. So, no, it doesn't mean more. We're going to the World Series. I could care less if I was sitting on the bench right now or the 25th guy, but it's every single one of those guys is a special group to be a part of.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. I've been walking Central Park, doing it after dark, I think. Anyways, if you know where I'm going with that, Mike Wilson, I don't know or not. But anyways, welcome back, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. Get at us in many ways, people. You can get at Mike on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. You can get at me, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online, and then check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man. So we just heard from Clayton Kershaw, obviously talking about being in the World Series and how special it is. It's amazing. It's incredible. Look, man, you fight all year long when you think about it in any sport, whatever it is, whether it's the NFL, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the NHL. You go out there, you fight, you battle, and you do what you can to get yourselves to the pinnacle of your profession. And you know what? These guys are there, the Astros and the Dodgers. They completely deserve it. Again, the most two consistent teams all season long, Mike, without a doubt, man.
Oh, with no doubt at all. I mean, what the, you know, the Dodgers go on that huge run. They kind of take their foot off the gas a little bit, but then they, you know, they kind of flip the switch a little bit and get it back together. And they're where they're at because, you know, the lineup is there, the talent's there. The organization has spent the money to get the talent. And that's a big thing with me. I mean, all these organizations can talk about not, you know, competing and all that. Well, you got to spend money to make money. And the Dodgers are certainly spending money to get where they are and to make some more money. And Houston, you know, what can you say about them? I mean, what was it just like 5 or 6 years ago? It was like Houston was a joke in terms of what was happening there. They look like a AAA affiliate for a major league team. And now, you know, they've built the team. They've picked up some acquisitions. And I'll tell you what, Altuve, that guy is so fun to watch. So he's going to bring a lot of his excitement. Houston's going to bring a lot of excitement to the World Series.
Yeah, no, I mean, no doubt, man. On the base paths, he's unbelievable, so fast. So, yeah, he's going to wreak some havoc for sure. And they're going to wreak havoc in general, man. Expect a great World Series, to be honest with you. But I want to get to a point here, and I want to ask your opinion because you brought up the big swoon that the Dodgers went through throughout the season. I'm serious, man. I've been saying this on the local show. I've been saying it here on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports as well, man. The bottom line is that Dave Roberts did this right. I hate to say it. I was questioning him. I was wondering what was going on with the Dodgers. And a lot of people were wondering what was going on with the Dodgers throughout the year. But truth be told, he was tapering down, man. I'm sorry, but that's how I honestly feel. He was tapering down. He was getting these guys so that they were ready to be prepared to make a great postseason run. And like I said, say what you want about the Dodgers, man. They've lost one game in the postseason so far. So it is what it is. This is a great baseball team, and now they've got the Houston Astros coming to battle them. So I'm excited, man. I really am. I'm so excited to see what's to come from the Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Dodgers because I really think, Mike, we got the best possible World Series. It may not be the best possible World Series as far as Yankee fans are concerned, Cubs fans are concerned, but these are the two best teams in all of baseball, and I'm sorry, bro, but that's what I want to see. I want to see the best play the best to see who is the best.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what you want in terms of championship series, championship games. You want best on best. And I agree. They are the two best teams all season long. They got some of the, the Dodgers and their pitching staff. Holy smokes, we know all about that. Houston, they got Verlander, and they got deadly guys on the base pass. So, this is going to be must-see TV. It's appointment television with LA and Houston.
And I would say, listen, man, look for the star power from the Dodgers, not only in that starting lineup, Mike, but also with the guys that they can take off the bench. I mean, the Chase Utleys of the world, the Grandersons of the world. These guys will come in. These guys will come and make great plays. So just watch out for that and watch how that sort of thing will take effect throughout this series, because I really think that, the Dodgers have these situational players that they can put in there that are so incredible at what they do. So watch for that. See how Granderson reacts. See how Chase Utley reacts. These are guys who have been around for a long, long time, Mike, and they're going to make big plays for those guys at key moments, maybe when the Dodgers need it at certain points and times in games. So really take an eye out and watch for that. And I think that ultimately may be the difference in this series, is the fact of the number of guys that the Dodgers have that they can go to that you're not expecting that will make that big catch or that big hit or that big out for them. So really take note and see some of how the way that Dave Roberts uses those guys at key moments in baseball games.
Yeah, the veteran leadership that they're going to get, all you can say is the moment's not going to be too big for them because they've been in big game situations. They've come through in big game situations. So now I don't know how much, how many of these players have actually been in World Series type situations, but they can rely on that experience in big games to, possibly and hopefully come through for the Dodgers in the long run.
Speaking of big games and things along those lines, Dusty Baker will not return as the Nationals manager. I'm not surprised, to be honest with you, man.
No,
I mean,
they
have so much talent, right? And they have so much promise each and every year. Unable to get out of the wild card round this year, I think ultimately was what did it in for Dusty Baker, because there's just too much talent on that team, and they're wasting the years with Bryce Harper right now, aren't they?
Oh, they're absolutely wasting the talent. Well, not wasting the talent, but they're wasting the time with Bryce Harper, because, I mean, we all know, when his contract comes up, there's rumors of $300-400 million contract for Bryce Harper, and there's only a few teams out there that can afford that. I'm not so sure Washington can afford that. I'm sure the Yankees and Red Sox and Dodgers and the Cubs can pony up some money to get a talent like Bryce Harper. So they had to make a change. I mean, I've said this on the show before that with Dusty Baker, you like him in April and May, but you don't like him in October when the chips are on the line. So this to me was a must move.
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, bottom line is what happened in game 5 was just unbelievable when you think about that inning. I can't remember exactly what inning it was at this point in time. Maybe it was the 6th, 7th, or 8th, somewhere in there. But truth be told, man, that was literally like watching the Bad News Bears. And it wasn't from the Chicago side. It was from the National side, where they were throwing the ball all over the field, lots of errors and things along those lines, which obviously helped the Cubs to get by that game 5 of the wild card. And look, I don't wish anybody any negative, obviously, Mike, but Dusty Baker has obviously not been able to come through and in the clutch moments. And obviously you got to make adjustments, and it's not always the players that are the problem. And it's not always the manager that's the problem either. But in this case, I truly think it is the manager that's the problem, Mike.
No, yeah. In this case, certainly it is. It is the manager and his staff. They're not getting the job done. So you know, the administration pulled the trigger. So that's what you got to do. I mean, you're in it to win it, and you want to put your best. You want to put your team in the best possible situation. And the best possible situation for the Nats right now is not to have Dusty Baker as your manager.
I'm with you, brother. So on the other side, when we come back, let's get into some football. We'll start in the college ranks because obviously a great weekend of college football, always a great weekend of college football. Arizona State backs up that great win last week against Washington by going on the road, taking care of business at Utah. U of A gets it done against Cal. I mean, just so many good things happening all of a sudden here in Arizona with football. I can't believe it. We obviously got the Cardinals to talk about, too. They're in London taking on the Rams. It's all for first place. So tons and tons of things to talk about in the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma Bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Seen the opponents attempt 18 field goals, most in the league, as they've been able to buckle down in this part of the field, but not this time. That's Kelce reaching up into the air and pulling down the touchdown.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. I got Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. You can get at him at Pigskin Opinion. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. Get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, and then give us a call right here, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want thoughts. We want opinions, people. That's really what sports talk radio is all about. If you don't know, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to educate you on how sports talk radio is supposed to be done. And speaking of that, Mike, Alabama just rolling all over Tennessee. Penn State.
Roll Tide.
Yep, Penn State rolling all over Michigan. TCU rolling all over KU. Wisconsin rolling all over Maryland. Miami getting by against Syracuse. The same goes for Oklahoma. They get by K-State. Oklahoma State wins in overtime, getting by Texas once again. Notre Dame just slaps USC all over the football field. Virginia Tech, speaking of that, they spank North Carolina all over the football field. Washington State blanks Colorado 28-0. South Florida beats Tulane 34-28. They hang on to that one, to be honest with you. Michigan State beats Indiana 17-9. UFC, University of Central Florida, taking care of business against Navy. And I'll tell you what, that was a pretty good football game. I don't know if you happen to catch that one. I watched that one just because during the week we obviously get the military college football scene from our good friend Jamie Hickey, and she gives us the skinny on that stuff. But Navy was in this football game, and if it wasn't for a couple of turnovers, they may have been able to upset UCF. I thought that was kind of interesting for a long, long time. But look, man, at the end of the day, college football is in full throttle. Like I said, ASU follows up that very impressive win against Washington last week, who was the number five team in the country at the time. They go to Utah, they take care of business. And that defense, man, all of a sudden that defense is all over the field, wreaking havoc for the quarterback, getting in the backfield, making plays, getting interceptions. What in the world has gone on with Arizona State Sun Devil football, Mike?
That's a very good question, and I'm still kind of looking for the answer. But one thing that I have come to the conclusion with is maybe Todd Graham, you know, is letting Phil Barnett what Phil Barnett has been doing for 40 plus years with defenses around the country. Is, you know, Graham's letting him coach, Graham's letting him implement his system. And I think maybe the system is starting to kind of take hold here with the Sun Devils, even though the Sun Devils still relatively have a fairly young defense. These kids are responding to what Bennett is trying to teach them. And I think, you know, to a certain extent, I think Graham has kind of taken his hands off of it. And you have to think maybe the last few years, the problems with the defense, you know, it hasn't been the kids on playing defense. It's been Todd Graham. So it's nice to see. And yesterday, man, they intercepted, you know, Tyler Huntley of Utah four times. They took two of them back for pick sixes. And that defense rolled up on Utah. And I'm telling you, I mean, you know this, Utah's not an easy place to win a game at all. So, you know, any road victory is a great victory. And, you know, U of A taking care of business at Cal. So we could be headed towards a very competitive territorial cup at the end of November, if things kind of keep going the way they have been.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, bro. And, you know, Utah, that is a beautiful, beautiful place to play football, to be honest with you, man. I saw some great views from people that locally here that were sitting in the press box there. I'll tell you what, man, that is a wonderful place to go play a football game with all those mountains in the background and just that beautiful scenery. But even better that ASU was able to take care of business. I'm really excited to see how they'll play against USC when USC comes to town this coming weekend at Sun Devil Stadium. And I'm pretty sure the USC is going to be ready to play a football game this week when they got their butts handed to them against Notre Dame. And Notre Dame did something that I don't think a lot of people thought that they were able to do, which was pass the ball and do that. They've got a very good running attack, but the passing was right there with them yesterday as well. I want to get back to something that you touched on with Todd Graham. You know, sometimes what makes a coach really good or excel at what they do is the fact that they're able to let other guys do what they're supposed to do. And maybe before, when Todd Graham was having failure and not as much success as he possibly should have, he was trying to do too much, Mike. Maybe he was making too many calls on the defense. Maybe he was making too many calls in the special teams. Maybe he was making too many calls for the offense. And honestly, what I mean by that is just let those other guys do their job. If you've got a defensive coordinator, let him be the defensive coordinator. You shouldn't be making blitz packages and having blitz calls when it's third down and 15. And a lot of times I know that Todd Graham was calling for those. So it looks to me like sometimes to be a great leader, sometimes you just have to be a great delegator and not be the guy that's in charge of everything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, in the past few years, that's been the complaint with Graham, that he was, you know, he just didn't let coaches do what they were hired to do. And, you know, you talk about delegation. Yeah, sometimes to be a great leader, you got to let other people do what they are hired to do. And right now it appears, you know, we don't know the full story, but it appears that Bennett is being allowed to do what he's been doing for 40 years. You know, and his defenses at K-State were really good. I mean, he was at Baylor as well. So, I mean, the guy knows what he's doing. You know, and so, you know, if Graham wants to keep his job, I would suspect that he's going to keep letting Bennett do what he's been doing the last couple weeks. And, you know, this was the stretch of games where against Washington, Utah and USC, where everybody thought this is where the season just kind of goes south for Arizona State. And it's proved to be just the opposite. I mean, last year against these same three teams, they were 0-3. Now at worst, they're going to be 2-1 against these three, you know, really good Pac-12 opponents. And so, you know, things are looking up, and I know that crowd at Sun Devil Stadium next week is going to be pretty hyped. That's going to be close to a sellout game at Sun Devil Stadium. So that'll be fun to watch as well.
No, absolutely. It's always a good time when USC rolls into town. I remember back in the day when Jake the Snake Plumber, when I was going to ASU and we took out USC in that magical season, if I'm not mistaken, back in 96, pretty awesome stuff for the Sun Devils, man. Just an unbelievable, maybe it was 98, if I'm not, I don't remember, right in there, 96, 98, somewhere in there where we're walking around with the goalpost outside of Sun Devil Stadium when they took down Nebraska. USC came to town. It was just a magical season going to the Rose Bowl. Obviously didn't finish that whole thing off, but man, oh man, just the memories of that season were just absolutely incredible, man. So yeah, I think they got the thing going in the right direction. And I guess the last question for you on this is Todd Graham, man, I guess he's going to be coming back next year. What would you say? Yes or no?
At this moment, I would say that the odds of him coming back are increasing with every win against top-ranked, you know, top opponents. But you can never be too sure. You never know what Ray Anderson's thinking. You know, I mean, as good as all Sun Devil fans feel right now, I mean, a loss next week, and then, you know, maybe you get snake bitten by one of the lower teams in the Pac-12 later in the year. And then maybe if you lose two in a row, you know, to U of A, that you know, you just never know with college football, and that's what I love about it. But right now, I would say that he's going to come back.
Speaking of college football and not knowing what or anything about it, Alabama, number one right now, clear cut. They are the best team in all of college football. Penn State, number two. Georgia, number three. TCU, four. Wisconsin, five. Ohio State back up to number six, and they're playing a lot better football. Like, how do you see these scenarios playing out? Is it possible to have two Big Ten teams winding up playing for the national title? Is there a scenario where you see that playing out, yes or no?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, anything's possible. And, you know, if, you know, when you talk about the playoff, Dorf, with me, it is, I just want the best four teams. And if that means that the best four teams have two Big Ten teams or two Pac-12 or two SEC teams, then so be it. We want the four best teams in the playoff, bottom line. And so any kind of scenario is still possible out there. And I like, you know, I like Wisconsin right now. I mean, those Badgers in your home state, dude, are just balling right now. So it is, you know, it is what it is. And TCU, did you see what TCU did to Kansas in terms of total yards yesterday? I mean, did you see what they did? I mean, they held Kansas to like the low 20s in total yards for the game.
Yeah, but Kansas, I'm sorry, they're not necessarily a very good football team, bro. They're not good any year.
I will give you that. I will give you that. But to hold a team to 21, 22 total yards for a total game, I don't care how much that team sucks. That's impressive for TCU, and I'm a big TCU guy. But we'll see what happens as they go further in the season. The Pac-12 right now, to me, is on the outside looking into the playoff.
Absolutely.
I think Washington has to win out, and they got to blow people out, and they got to blow them out in a big way. So we will we'll see what happens with that. But they are certainly on the outside looking in. You know, LSU was impressive yesterday with what they did, but they're not going to make it. Wazoo was impressive. I mean, they shut out Colorado 28-0. But you know, the possibilities for anything happening in college football are just, they're there. You know, I mean, we joke about Pac-12 after dark. You know, my son and I last night were talking about, you know, Notre Dame after dark. We're just talking about different scenarios, and college football provides that for us.
No, absolutely. And you know what? One loss obviously can be detrimental to your season. And it also depends on when you have that loss, because all of a sudden Ohio State back up in there in the mix, which is pretty unbelievable. But with that being said, I'll tell you what, JT Barrett and those guys are going to be playing really well toward the end of the season. So if they only have one loss, going to be very difficult to keep them out of that conversation. So,
and you know who we haven't talked about?
Who?
Penn State.
I talked about them, man. I told you they're number two in the country, bro. I mean, the bottom line is that's a very good football team. And people thought that Michigan had a shot to beat them yesterday on Saturday, whatever it was. The bottom line is no chance to beat that team. That's a juggernaut, man. They can score and they can put it up in a big time way. Anyways, I know we're up against it. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. Get at him at Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, the Weekend Edition. I am Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and what? Deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour that has absolutely flown by. He's Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. You can get at him at Pigskin Opinion. I'm Andy Dorf. You can always get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out our website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, speaking of that, bro, you just wrote an article recently about the Phoenix Suns and some other articles as well. So tell people a little bit about that before we take our pause for the cause for this hour and come back for hour number two, brother.
Yeah, no, I wrote an article on the Phoenix Suns and just how just pitiful they looked on opening night. You know, it was brutal. You were there with me. You know what they look like and how that season's going to go. I'm just more convinced that they're 25 to 30 wins. At Pacific Takes, I write about everything Pac-12. So the Sun Devil article is up there about the Utah game yesterday and how they just dominated everything. So go check it out, PacificTakes.com. Go to Dorf on Sports Online. You know, you'll see all the articles. You'll see the weekly shows all there for your perusing. So there you go.
Good stuff. Obviously, hour number one is in the books right now. So hour number two is on the horizon, and we'll be talking all NFL. So get at us, man. 1-800-878-7529 or Pigskin Opinions for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, I'm sorry. And then Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.